Right now it's time for us to head to the Weather Center and take a look at what I consider, and I'm probably wrong because it's too early for it because it's only January 2nd, I consider this the January thaw. Good morning. Who do we have here this morning?
Oh, just Dan Henry.
Dan, how? First of all, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And how was your New Year's Eve celebration?
Well, good, and Happy New Year to you as well. I was pretty chill. I just stayed home.
Yeah.
And just enjoyed watching the festivities on television and just celebrated at home with some beverages and some snacks and whatnot. And it was nice. It was nice to listen to the fireworks just from outside and, you know, not be in all the, you know, chaos of some of the big city celebrations that you could get into, you know?
Yeah, what's nice, what I did, of course, because I get up so early in the morning, I did not stay up. I woke up at about 1 minute after midnight, contacted via text and phone all my kids and friends and family, and then very quickly went back to bed.
Nice. That's a way to do it right there.
Well, you know, I've never been somebody that likes to go out and get hammered on New Year's Eve. I've never understood the attraction of going into New York City or any major city and going to these fireworks. I've just never understood it. So I'm a bore on New Year's Eve. Anyway, my dad was a comedian. And he would not play a show on New Year's Eve because people who don't normally go out and drink do, and they don't know how to handle it. So I guess I think that's where I got my disdain for not going out on New Year's Eve, even though I think it's an important holiday. I really do, because it's the holiday where basically you can, the next day, the page is clean, you start writing a new chapter.
Now, have you ever done the Times Square thing at all?
No.
Even once?
I could see, you know, what? Even when I was growing up and I used to drink alcohol, I didn't like going into nightclubs that were crowded. Never mind being a place that you're outside, you got a million people around you, there's no place, where are you going to go to the bathroom? And you have to get there early. And so it just never, ever appealed to me. Never.
Sure. We always wondered that watching on TV, and, you know, they take those large drone shots nowadays of the crowds, and it's like, yeah, where do you go to the bathroom? And the older you get, you think about things like that.
No, it's just, I've thought about that all the time. And what's interesting is the owner of the Hillsdale General Store, he actually one year applied to be on top of the tall buildings and help throw out the confetti into the fans and everything. And that was an interesting story. That was a very interesting story about the things he had to commit to, how the background checks, and there's a specific way they get that confetti out the windows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was something that he really enjoyed doing. And what he said, which is true, and the thing that's always amazed me about Times Square, is after the ball drops, in about 20 minutes... most of the 1 million people are gone.
Sure. It's probably 12 degrees outside, so they don't want to stick around.
I mean, it's like they've been lifted up and taken to heaven. and then of course they got to clean up the city. But anyways, yeah, it's never been something that has even come close to attract me. Yeah, did I used to like to go to some houses for a New Year's Eve party? Yeah, I did that a couple of times, but basically I've been a morning host now for, I don't know, I'll say 40 of my 50 years in broadcasting, and when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you just, that can't even cross your mind about even staying up and watching it, so. But anyway, so now what I said, and I've proclaimed it, and it's probably too early, I've proclaimed on January 2nd, the January thaw.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You know, 50 or so for a high today. Normal for today at the KBDL observation site, which is the Windsor Locks Bradley International Airport, right around the corner from you guys, I believe. That normal high there is 37. So, yeah, around, Baker's dozen degrees above normal. And the low for tonight, 31. It's not balmy by any stretch, but it's closer to the average high than the average low. And the warmer weather does also remind me about this tradition that we have where I live here in Sarasota that I thought you might be interested in, or at least find a little amusing, and maybe your listeners will find it as well. So, you know, we have the Times Square. Well, you guys have the Times Square ball drop, of course. Here in Sarasota, we have a miniature version of it called the Pineapple Drop. And it's a big, like, Waterford crystal, what have you, sort of pineapple. And every year, and it's very near and dear to me because one of our local weathermen is notorious for getting absolutely hammered and going on live television and narrating the drop of the pineapple dressed in some like ridiculous suit in downtown Sarasota. And supposedly anywhere between 60 and 80,000 people show up every year to watch this happen. And I did go do that one time. And that was quite a spectacle because I know this weatherman personally, good guy, quite entertaining, quite amusing, but it's a little fun small town sort of, you know, folklore sort of thing of around here. And I thought you guys might find that amusing.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because this year on CNN, they didn't allow Anderson Cooper and the co-host to drink on air because they got hammered last year. And I forget who the co-host is along with but anyways, the co-host said some things that weren't really bad, but they were borderline. So they were not allowed to drink alcohol on the air this year.
Yes, I did read that. And then Anderson Cooper apparently was talking about Iranian, you know, beheadings or hangings or something minutes later. And people were pointing out online the discrepancies. And it's like, well, I know I've said some, you know, questionable comments in my 11 years in broadcast, but I don't know that I ever stepped that far outside the comfort zone. But, you know, if I was, you know, watching everyone, you know, having a good time around me and here I am in this like gilded cage on television, I probably would feel like, you know, especially after having had a good last year, you know, enjoying the festivities last year. And it was entertaining to watch last year, in my opinion. I don't think it was unprofessional, but I see where they're coming from, you know.
I think that in today's society that they had to discourage getting drunk. I think that's the only reason. I don't think it's about what they said. I think it's just getting publicly drunk on the air. I think that's the reason that they decided to back off. And it was probably I think it was a wise decision because they were funny anyways last year, and they were probably as funny this year as well. So, but I mean, I'm a guy who grew up watching Tex Antoine. Do you know who he was?
Now I've heard of him.
Yeah,
yes,
he was the weather forecaster for Channel 7, okay, in New York City. He used to be intoxicated all the time on the air. And as a matter of fact, at Christmas one year, they showed, after the news was over, that they showed everybody in the newsroom. Everybody in the newsroom got together. There was a party. And what Tex Antoine didn't realize is his girlfriend was with him, and it was on TV. And his wife saw him hugging.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But Tex Antoine used to be that type of forecaster where he had a lot of fun on the air. But anyway, that's the way the cookie crumbles. So now, do we see any cold weather on the horizon?
So, yeah, I mean, if you mean a return to normal temperatures,
yeah,
kind of, sort of, as we head toward the end of the week. In the meantime, though, I'll just give you your forecast for the next few days. Today, clouds early with some afternoon sun, near 50 for a high. Tonight, those clouds return with a brief shower possible. That's a bit of foreshadowing there, 35 to 40 tonight. Showers are likely Tuesday, especially in the afternoon, 50 to 55. And we'll be soaring some 25 to 30 degrees above average by Wednesday, as we'll be in the warm sector of this area of low pressure that's taking over the country on Tuesday and Wednesday. So Wednesday, very warm, 60 to 65, but overcast, and light rain is likely through much of the day. A cold front finally pushes through Thursday, but not really a huge drop in temperature. Still above normal at 40 to 45 Thursday, staying overcast, and some isolated rain showers remaining possible. I think finally the clouds should perhaps start to clear out as you head toward the weekend. But maybe as we look toward Friday and Saturday, those temperatures will stick near the 40 mark in the afternoon. So that's pretty close to normal, but really not the bitter cold, of course, that we felt on Christmas or, you know, around and before Christmas.
All right. And it doesn't look like there's any snow in the foreseeable future either.
Chance of snow early Friday. But it's just that, it's a chance.
Okay. All right. Well, it is that time of year, sooner or later. Well, once again, Happy New Year. It's always great to speak to you. And I guess we'll speak to you next time Pat can't come in.
Sounds good, Marshall. Thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. Take care. That is a check on our forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.